Every 11 years, Universal exhibitions had been a recurrent part of Paris life. They reflected and showcased technical progress, the development of the arts, and French trade with other countries. Following on from the triumph of the Eiffel Tower in 1889, France had to show the world that it was capable of going one step further in the 1900 exhibition, which would be ushering in the new century. The centerpiece was to be the capital's new palace for the fine arts, the Grand Palais. An architectural competition was launched to design the new building. There was no shortage of candidates, as the 15,000 franc prize was a record for the time. The four architects who were finally selected, De Glane, Louvet, Thomas and Giraud, were faced with a race against time as the project had to be completed in 3 years, in time for the opening of the Universal Exhibition, and had to negotiate some nasty surprises when work at the site got underway, correct some miscalculations and appease striking workers. They nonetheless did so and brought to life this immense building which used 8,500 tons of steel, even more than the Eiffel Tower. The Grand Palais is nothing less than an architectural miracle, successfully combining very dissimilar materials, steel, stone and glass. With its immense glass roof, Europe's biggest, the Grand Palais was a throwback to the crystal palaces of the Thousand and One Nights. It was also one of the last avatars of fin de siècle style, an astonishing hybrid of classicism and art nouveau, a unique monument with no equivalent anywhere else.